Hi, everyone. Brett McRae here on the Northern Ag Network. These are today's ag headlines. Today, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association criticized the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service for its decision to cancel the July cattle inventory report and county estimates for crops and livestock. In a public notice, USDA NASS said the decision to no longer put out the report was not made lightly, but was necessary given appropriated budget levels for USDA. NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane says that it is disingenuous for the same agency which touts its commitment to transparency in livestock markets to cease publication of reports which are critical for that purpose. NCBA is calling on USDA NASS to reverse its decision and continue putting out these reports. More ag headlines after this.
Put up more hay crop in less time with a Case IH Premium Round Baler. Their RB565 Round Baler, available at Torgerson's, consistently builds dense bales, even in varying crop and field conditions. With an overshot feeder and 5-bar pickup, the Case IH RB565 Premium Round Baler allows you to maximize your productivity on every pass. See your local Torgerson dealer, the Case IH RB565 Premium Round Baler, or go to torgerson.biz.
Have you ever thought, do I really need life insurance? The answer is yes. From paying bills to mortgage or rent, funding college, or supplementing your retirement, life insurance is for more than you think. No matter your stage in life or what expenses you'll leave behind, talk to a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent about protecting your family with a life insurance policy that fits your needs. Find a Farm Bureau agent at FBFS.com. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
I'm Brett McRae, back with more of your ag news. The University of Wyoming Extension Sheep Task Force is offering a virtual webinar on lambing April 23rd. The hour-long event titled Innovation in the Lambing Barn is geared toward Wyoming sheep producers interested in updating their lambing barn facilities and technology. Visit the University of Wyoming Extension's website for more information. Members of the Livestock Marketing Association were in Washington, D.C. at the end of March for the 18th annual legislative fly-in. LMA was advocating for the passage of the Amplifying Processing of Livestock in the U.S. Act and its Senate companion, the Expanding Local Meat Processing Act. These bills would allow auction market owners to own or invest in small and mid-sized packing plants. LMA says the legislation would provide an avenue to increase packing competition and capacity while restricting large packers from buying auction markets. I'm Brett McRae on the Northern Ag Network.